Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 24. All right, today we're going to talk about gingham and some styles I think you want to snatch up. This is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called The Gingham Styles You Need, and what I have on there is a dress from Who What Wear Target. It's a gingham print, black and white, super cute, sleeveless, like a shirt dress. And then I also have a blouse, a top that's gingham with puff sleeves and a tie waist with buttons down the front. So I'm just talking about both of them and then just kind of getting into why I like gingham. So what is it about gingham anyway? So, you know, like my other blog posts and my episodes on the podcast, I like to do a little research on what I'm talking about. So when I researched gingham, I found that, did you know that it started, this print started in Southeast Asia? So we think it's like all American and like picnic baskets and blankets and things like that, but it actually started there. And then it also has origins in Britain, Germany, Italy, and France. And the print that we know today, that's more the checked print, that's not how it started out, you know, in with respect to starting in Southeast Asia. So that's a little tidbit for you on gingham. You know, and gingham also is usually associated with being preppy. For me, it always screams like that J. Crew, that classic J. Crew style. And when I was looking up and researching gingham, I also found a story from Who What Wear where they talked about if you want to have that kind of French style, go with some gingham. And, you know, I found a lot of stories having to do with menswear. So, you know, gingham's also associated with kind of those preppy, you know, dress shirts that men have. So the reason I like gingham, well, first of all, I can get the print in black and white. And we talked about that's one of my favorite combos for a variety of reasons. But I like that it's sweet and feminine and just a classic print, which makes it easy to pair it up with different textures and other prints, other colors. So I feel like it's a perfect canvas to add something interesting with a real classic print. I'm also drawn to gingham because when it's kind of, you know, a classic print, then that means I can wear it year after year, right? And it's not going to look too trendy. So every season when it starts coming out, every spring and summer, I always pick up a couple pieces in gingham. So last year I got, you know, a off-the-shoulder dress. I got a skirt also from Who What Wear. So those are still pieces I could wear this year, and it doesn't look like it's something that I bought last year. So this shirt dress that I got is, again, like from Who What Wear. I am wearing a size XL. I was, first I had purchased in a 2XL, but then it was just a little too loose, so I went down to an XL. Anyway, what I like about this one, I added my own belt, but you can use a fabric belt that it comes with, and I think that looks nice too. I like that I can wear it with the cardigan, I can wear it with the denim jacket, I can wear it with a blazer, all kinds of different ways that I think you can wear this to work for weekend. You can wear it, you know, with, I wore it with like little mule heels that you see in the blog post, but for work I just wore them with some little black loafers. So I feel like there's a lot of versatility that comes with this dress, and that you can also, you know, layer it in different ways and also with different colors. I also liked that this dress is pretty comfortable, so I can move in it. You know, we're always talking about that it has to be something comfortable so that you're going to be drawn to wearing it. I've already worn it to work and for the weekend a couple of times, but that was one thing, especially being a shirt dress style, that it can be hard because you can get some gaping if you have curves. But with this dress, I felt like it was really comfortable, and the fabric is kind of light too, so it's going to be okay to layer now in the spring, and then when it gets to summer I can wear it on its own and it's fine too. And what I'm liking about this dress is that I know that I will be able to wear it in the summer because it has good coverage, it doesn't go too low, and it's comfortable, and the fabric's pretty light and airy, because, you know, if you have to work in the summer, you still want to look, you know, put together and professional. So that's another bonus I think with this dress, is that it'll be able to work when it gets even warmer than it is now. The other item that I have on this blog post is this top. It's so cute. It's a kind of puff sleeve, short sleeve, gingham top with buttons down the front and then a tie waist. I feel like there's a lot of ideas for this one. I've been wearing it with just, a pair of like jeggings and some black mules, but I've worn it to work with the black pants and some flats. You could wear it with a skirt too, tucking it in or having it out. I feel like it's super cute. I've worn it in my Instagram stories. I didn't like do a blog post picture, but I've worn it in my stories a lot where people are like, "Where did you get that?" I'm like, "Oh, it's Target." So I featured the shots from the Target website so you can see the straight size and the plus size. But I feel like it's a really, really cute style and something that can work for work or for the weekend without a problem. And I like that it has that tie waist, right? So that it gives a little more shape too as it cinches in at the waist. I also paired this top with a blazer. So if you remember the last episode, I talked about items you want to still keep out from your winter wardrobe. So I just used that knit blazer that I got from Target way back when, which they still have one now, like a newer one. So I just wore that with denim jeggings and it looked really cute because then you can see how it cinches in the waist with the fabric belt. So that was another way I think that you can wear this top. So I got two things on the blog post for you. It's that shirt dress from Who What Wear, wearing an XL, and the top with the button downs down the middle and the puff sleeves. And it's an XL in both, and both are from Who What Wear. And you're going to see also the two pictures of the top so you can see how it looks like in a straight size and a plus size. And I think it's funny. There's different styles that I always go back to every year and just get them in different ways, or different, prints in different ways, or styles that come in different prints. And gingham is one that I'm always like, oh, I think that's so cute. And I just try to make sure and be mindful of getting a different style and not have the same thing. So far I've racked up, like I said, a gingham dress from Old Navy that's off the shoulders from last year. And I've got a skirt. And then this year I got this dress and a top. And I also have a blazer that's in gingham, but it's a blue and white. So I feel like it's one of those prints that's really versatile, screams spring and summer, and is easy to match up in different ways. You can go a little more preppy, I think, depending on how you style it, or you can go more classic feminine. It's just a great canvas for, like I said, adding like a pop of color as well. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixedupwithcurves.com where you're going to see this blog post. I'm going to link it in the show notes for you. It is the gingham styles you need, and you'll see this dress, this top, both from Who What Wear, size XL, super cute, ready for spring and summer. And if you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review so I know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more about. And don't forget to check out my Patreon so you can help me with the development of content that's meaningful for you. And if you want to find me, you can find me on my Instagram. My handle is mixedupwithcurves. If you don't want to find me, that's fine, but I'm always there. And don't forget to sign up for my Favorite Finds newsletter so you can get links to the items prior to the blog, or they don't even get blogged, right? And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.